That's all, Ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Now, you've heard the old saying, everybody talks about the weather, but nobody does anything about it. Well, I may not be able to do anything about the hot weather we've been having, but I can tell you a few ways to help keep more comfortable on the sweltering hot summer day. Now, I'm talking, of course, about the Alka-Seltzer Hot Weather Comfort Treatment. Listen to these easy-to-follow suggestions. 1, eat light, easily digested foods. 2, take more salt than usual with your meals. And 3, for the headache and the acid stomach upset that so often add to your misery on a hot day, take Alka-Seltzer. Yes, drink a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer. See how fast Alka-Seltzer's pain-relieving agents go to work on that aching head. How dependably Alka-Seltzer's alkalizing properties help soothe and settle that acid stomach upset. So, remember Alka-Seltzer when a headache or a touch of acid indigestion comes along to make a hot day even more uncomfortable. Let Alka-Seltzer help relieve both these common ailments at the same time. And always keep Alka-Seltzer handy. When you go to the drugstore, buy 2 packages instead of 1. Then you can be sure of having enough always. Because that extra package on the side keeps the household well supplied. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner has managed to get rid of all his furniture and household belongings, and so he and his wife Elizabeth have moved in with Lum. As we look in on the little community today, we find Cedric Weehunt in the Jotham Down store talking to Abner.
Moved in with Mr. Lum. What'd you do that for, Mr. Abner?
Well, I had to move somewhere, Cedric. I traded my place to Squire Kemp a while back, and he's been wanting me to move out so he can rent the place, you know. And then I sold off all my furniture. I traded it to Squire to get my half of the store back.
Yes, ma. Is that the furniture he was selling at that auction sale yesterday?
Yeah, that was it. Anyway, I had to have some place to move into. Me and Elizabeth both did. So, Lum says, why don't I move in with him till I get my own herd of till later on?
Well, ain't it kind of crowded? All of you living over there at Mr. Lum's place?
Oh, a little. It ain't bad, though. I think Lum sort of likes having us over there. Elizabeth cooks all his meals for him, you know, so he don't have to eat his own cooking.
Oh, that stuff, gosh.
And she sort of cleaned the place up, too. Lum went over there to dinner a while ago. I bound you he won't know the place hardly.
He won't, her.
Oh, she's opened up all the windows. There ain't a place out good, you know. I bet them shades in the parlor's been drawed for 2 years.
Yes, Mama said Mr. Lum's house always looks like he's away on a vacate.
Yeah, well, it don't look that way no more. Things is different around there now. And old Lum just tickled to death over it. You know, after supper last night, me and him sat there and played checkers while Elizabeth done up the dishes. Oh, it was nice, I said.
Yes, boy.
Of course, Lum's pretty worried about that money he owes Squire Skimp.
What money's that?
Why, for all that stuff he bought at the auction sale the other day. See, he thought all that furniture and junk still belonged to me. He never knowed I'd swapped it to Squire. And Lum thought he was just buy-bidding. But Squire told him different after the sale. And finally made Lum sign a note for $186, I believe it was. That was how much the stuff he bought come to, you know.
Yeah, I wondered why Mr. Lum was buying all that old junk yesterday.
Cedric, that wasn't old junk. That was our good furniture.
Oh, excuse me. I thought it looked real nice.
Well, that's better.
It just looks so nice that you wouldn't ever tell by looking at it what old junk it was.
Huh? Well, what do you mean by that, Cedric?
Oh, here comes Mr. Lum.
Well, let it go.
Hey, Zadney, you ought to see that place. Oh, hello, Cedric.
Howdy, Mr. Lum.
Did you get your dinner, Lum?
Yeah, I got it, but I had to eat it off the well curb.
What's the matter?
That woman of yours has got that place to tore up. There ain't no place to sit.
Oh, yeah, I aim to tell you she's cleaning house over there today and forgot it. How's it look by now?
Well, it looks like a cyclone has hit it. I never hardly know Elizabeth standing there in the middle of that wreckage with that red sweater of yours on and a dust cap.
She gets to looking a sight sometimes. Did she try to put you to work?
Oh, yeah. She wanted me to get up on a chair and sweep down the walls with the broom and a piece of cloth tied around it.
Oh, that's hard work. I've had to do that.
I just told her we was awful busy down here at the store, and I had to rest right on back.
Well, I'll tell you, Lum, it's awful to go through this cleaning. I know that. But now when she gets done with it, you won't know that place.
Yeah, that's what I'm feared of. She got the pictures all down off the walls and stuff spread out on the floor till it looks like picking a pass through the underbrush to get through there.
Yeah, well, it won't be that way for more than a few days.
A few days?
Oh, yeah, it'll go pretty fast, because she's going to hire the Widow Abernathy and that oldest girl of hers to help her.
Huh?
Yeah.
What's the matter with Elizabeth, anyway? She acts like that place was in terrible shape.
I thought I kept a pretty clean house.
Oh, well, you know how women folks are, Lon. They'll find dirt around the house that a man never would notice. They just deliberately go around looking for dirt.
It sure looks like it.
They do it.
Like, for instance, taking down them pictures off the wall and dusting the backs of them. Now, who's going to look behind there?
I don't know, Lum. I don't...
When I left, she asked me to carry the stepladder in there so she can reach them top shelves in the pantry. Now, who in the world would ever go to that much trouble to find out if a shelf was dusty or not?
Oh, I wouldn't.
Oh, hello, Cedric.
Oh, you done said hello to me once, Mr. Reynolds.
Oh, then just skip it then.
Yes, boss.
Did Elizabeth have the mattresses sewed across the fence and the bed covers hanging across the clothesline alone?
Yeah, it looks like we've had a fire over there.
Yes, she always does that first thing.
You know, I still don't think that place needed to clean as bad as she's trying to make out.
Oh, well, don't pay no attention to that, Lon. Now that she ain't got no field work or stock to look after, she'll more likely be cleaning that house every day.
Oh, my gosh.
Why, I saw her when she run out of something to do, set a tea kettle of water on the stove just so when it boiled, she'd have to get up and take it off.
Hmm.
Just can't stand to sit and hold her hand. Of course, she don't never read none, you know. About the only time she ever sits is when she's mending or crocheting or tapping or something.
It's going to be all the hard on her when you get that inherit, and she can have all the hard help she wants. Oh, I forgot Cedric was here, me talking about that inherit.
Oh, he never hit you. Got his head stuck in one of them comics books. Watch it. Cedric? Hey, Cedric! See there, he never heard nothing. He's more likely flying around Mars with Brook Rogers by now.
Yeah, he gets wropped up in them things all right, don't he?
Just love them pictures. Just think what it would be if he could read them, too.
Yeah, well, anyway, like I said, it's going to be hard for Elizabeth to get used to having other folks do her work for her.
Oh, I know it. And I feel sorrowful for whoever she gets to. She'll have them running from daylight to dark. Oh, just like she always does, you know. I know she hired the Macmillan boys to help her put in a crop one year. I thought she'd work them to death. They worked 3 days and quit. Just couldn't keep up with her. She's about 2 rows ahead of them all the time.
Yeah, well, I left out of there awful fast when I seen she's lining up some work for me.
Yeah, that's smart.
Last week, I'd have been glad of a chance to work summers outside the store here. Anything to get away from that dead blame Squire Skim.
Oh, I know you'd have them kind of bad times over here, Tim, Mom. But you don't need to worry about that no more.
No, now if I can just get that note paid off time, I'll promise myself not to have another dealings with him as long as I live.
Well, I'd be proud to pay it for you, Lon, but I just ain't got that much cash left.
Strange, are you actually down that low?
Well, about all I got left, a little dab of clothes and my half interest in the store here. Oh, and that piece of property that Squire swapped to me for my place.
Well, you better rethink how to get shut of that property and your half interest in the store. We've got to be broke by September the 1st, you know. Mm-hmm. It ain't but about a week away.
I know it ain't. Wish there's some way of getting shut of that property and paying off that note of yours at the same time.
Now, wait a minute. Maybe there is something we can work out. I owe Squire $186, and you've got a piece of property.
I'll sell you the property for $1, and you can give it to Squire to pay off the note.
No, it won't work. Me and you are partners in the store again.
Uh-oh.
So I can't do business with you according to the terms of Mr. Donnelly's will.
No, that's right. Can't sell or trade nothing to business associates. That's blame it on.
Yeah, it looks like we're stumped there.
Well, hey, wait a minute. I'll sell you half of the store for $1. Then we won't be partners no more, and then you can buy my property.
You can't do that neither.
Why not?
Well, you'd be doing business with a partner when you sold me your half the store.
Oh, that's right. Well, let's see now.
There ain't no use, Admiral. I just have to study up some way to pay that old skin clean his $186.
Well, here, wait just a minute. What's the matter with us? There's Cedric over there.
Yeah, well, what about him?
Well, I'll sell him my property for $1. I can do that because I ain't no associate of his.
Well, what good does that do me?
Well, don't you see? I can sell it to him, and he can sell it to you, and then you can sell it or give it to Squire to pay off that note.
Granny, you know that might work?
Why, of course.
Yes, sir, I believe you got out of there, haven't
you? Oh, I'm smart. I've always known that. It just ain't awful noticeable on a feller my type or anything.
Hey, Cedric, come over here a minute.
Get your nose out of that comic book for a minute, Cedric. We want to talk business with you.
Mom?
You're going to buy some land from me.
I am, huh?
Yeah, me and Lon just figured it out. See, now
I don't believe I can afford it right now.
Well, wait till I explain it to you, Cedric. It ain't going to cost you nothing, actually. Just have to put out $1 now and then.
Oh, I've heard them kind of deals before. No, thank you, Mom.
Well, now, wait.
No, thank you.
Cedric, listen to me. All you got to do is buy this whole piece of property from me for $1. Then you can turn right around and get your $1 back from Lum in less than 5 minutes.
Oh, sure.
Well, you can. So, when did you start getting so dad blame suspicious? Look, I'll even lend you the $1. Now, how can you possibly get in trouble with a deal like that?
Well, I don't know. I don't like to rush into these things.
You ain't rushing into nothing, Cedric.
Of course, you know, having to make this absolute legal, Cedric will have to sign some papers.
Yeah, I'd have to sign some papers.
Well, let him sign them. We've got time. It ain't September the first yet. How about it, Cedric? Is it a deal?
Well, I don't know. I really ought to check with Duty Bates.
Oh, don't get that little monster in on me.
He tells me what I ought to do in all my money matters.
Well, you don't need him for this, Cedric.
You say I can get that whole piece of property for just $1?
That's right. And it's worth at least $200.
Whereabouts is it at?
Well, it don't make no difference. But it's a few miles this side of the county, see. You know where the building's burned down?
Oh, yes, Mom.
That's it.
Well, I believe that's a good enough price for that, all right. I'll take it. I think I've got $1 here in my pocket, too.
Well, I'll be proud to lend you the $1.
No, here, I got it. It's kind of wrinkled up a little. I've been had it rolled up and set behind my ear.
Oh, that's all right. Now, you sell the property to Lum.
Sell it to Mr. Lum?
Yeah, see, that's the way it works. We can sign the papers later. Lum, you said it's $1 now.
Well, wait a minute now.
What's the matter, Cedric? Don't you understand it yet?
Well, I don't understand that part about me selling it to Mr. Lum for $1.
Well, you see, Cedric...
That's what I paid for it.
Well, I know it, so you...
can't make no money at that rate.
Well, of course you can't.
My price is $200.
Huh?
That's what you said it was worth, so that's my price. $200, take it or leave it.
Financial advice from Duty Bates now. How is Lum going to get his note to Squire paid off with businessman Cedric holding up the works?